Thank you very much, Herr Schmidman, Herr Regensberg, Choshev Rabbonim, where are the rabbis say? Ladies and gentlemen, pardon. I am here in my own individual capacity. Yet, I consider my participation as a beginning of a new chapter in the relationship between the membership of our respective organizations. Like any beginning, according to Chazal, Kol Hascholos Koshes, it is beset with many difficulties. So did I experience a full measure of unprecedented difficulties. I could never understand why Chazal used the plural, Kol Hascholos Koshes. Should have said Kol Hascholos Koshes. Why the plural? Why put together many scholars and many difficulties? But I learned from my personal experience here that sometimes when an important beginning is envisioned, it's not one difficulty, but there are many difficulties. It's not one scholar, but there are many scholars. In this case, I noticed a peculiar, unholy alliance of diverse forces which united in preventing my participation here. But I am here, without any regret. And may I say, b'kvod Hatzniut, that yesterday afternoon, when Rav Soloveitchik Zal Gesund Zayin took the entire audience into orbit for 2.5 hours, tears came to my eyes to see a Kovod HaTorah and quote Shem Shemayim of the first magnitude that I did not experience since I set foot on the American soil. May Hashem Yisborach give Marichus Yomim. And if nothing would have been accomplished by your convention, just to be 2.5 hours in such spiritual heights, it's the greatest accomplishment in itself. Sorry. I'm to speak according to the program, the interpretation of the Jewish Hashkafa to the modern American Jew. From the time I received the letter by your arrangement committee until I saw the program, there was a little change in the topic. My original topic was supposed to have been interpretation of Orthodox Hashkafa to American Jews. A little bit different. I would like to assume that what is meant by the Hashkafa is not the ideological aspect of it, but the practical. And so, I would like to speak on that. Whenever a person has a problem, according to the Vilna Goyen, you should always find a similar situation in the Torah. Whether it's individual, communal, national, or universal. The problems we face today, we have to find a similar situation in the Torah.
What
and where can we find a situation similar to the one that we are facing here today? Rabbi say, I cannot think of any other one than the one of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara states in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vechubal oil mipnei shomen the Eilei shel Sanhedrin Shechubal mipnei shamnei shel Chizkiyahu, and the yoke of Sanhedrin was shattered, was broken by the oil. So the Gemara says, which oil? It was the oil shehoya daily bebatikni, the oil that was used in the Bat Midrashim and Shum of Eretz Yisrael. Ma osa Chizkiyo, you're all familiar with this Gemara. Noat herev beit hamedrash veyomar kol mi sheneisig batayro yidokya becherevdu. He placed a sword and shoe in besmeres and said, whoever will not engage himself in Torah, whether learning Torah, whether working for Torah, whether helping Torah, yidokya becherevdu, will suffer the consequences of the sword. Bot kumidon vad beyosheba. They investigated from one end of Eretz Yisrael until the other. V'leimot samahoret, they could not find an amahoret. Botku mikvas ver antiplas. V'leimot zu tineik ve'tinoiket. Ish ve'isho. Shalei hoyut kiim b'dini tumah v'tahara. In the width of Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't find a young boy or a young girl, a man or a woman, that was not well versed in the most complicated laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And the question is, two questions. First, he says, Bolimot Amorot. Now, if they didn't find an Amorot, why is it necessary to add and to limit that everyone knew the Dinah Tumah V'Tahara? Once Amoratus is defeated, certainly they know everything. Then there's another diuk. Leimotsu tineik veitineikes ish veisho. Usually it should say the opposite. Leimotsu ish veisho, and not only ish veisho, but even tineik veitineikes, leizu avzu. Once you say that leimotsu tineik veitineikes, then certainly the ish veisho will be well versed in the Dinah Tumah V'Tahara. But moreover, Rabbi Yitzchak, as we know, Chizkiyahu came at a time he inherited from his father. His father's name was Ochad. And the Gemara says, Mipnei ma nikro shmei Ochad, why was his name Ochad? Mipnei sho Ochad says, Dalse beit hamedrash. Here was a Jewish government set up to take away the Jewish people from Torah. Complete assimilation to the extent where the government closed down all the Bat Midrashim, all the Bat Sefer. And he said, he meant D, he meant Yoshmi, there'll be no youngsters, there'll be no adults. And he succeeded. And then Sancheiriv came. Sancheiriv does not move. Sancheiriv is only the reflection of the Jewish spiritual condition. If Jewry as a whole is assimilated, it brings forth Sancheiriv. Uleishel Sancheiriv was not just a military one. Uleishel Sancheiriv was primarily a spiritual one, or if you cannot say spiritual, a cultural one. One of Avodah Zarah, one of Elohim Acherim, one of complete assimilation, to take away the Jewish people from any shaykhus to Torah. He succeeded. And then came Chizkiyahu HaMelech,
Hezekiah HaMelech had to start anew. There was no previous generation. There was a generation that did not inherit, neither lomdus, nor tradition, nor anything. If they did, it was a tradition of apikousis, was a tradition of fida, it was a tradition of drifting away from Yiddishkeit. And Hezekiah was faced with the problem, how can he interpret the Jewish Hashkafa to the modern young generation of Eretz Yisrael of that time? And he came to one decision. Judaism has but one definition. Tov, Vav, Reish, Hey, nothing else. Judaism rises, All Holy Land falls, with the standards of Torah learning and Torah knowledge that prevail. And he therefore realized that he will not accomplish it by lecture, by symposium, by anything else. There's only one way. Bring youth back to this Medrash. Open a cheder, a yeshiva ktana, a better one, not such a good one, but bring them within the fold. And let Torah become the possession of the many rather than the few. And once there is Torah back in Jewish life, it doesn't take long. Just one generation may take a generation, may take Jewry from the home and bring it up to Shmei Moron. What did he do? First, he had to defeat the false philosophies. Amoret was not meant just Amoret in the sense that we understand, but in the sense the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Zrayim says, why is a person called Amoret? He says, because he has no spirit, sense for spiritual values. He's a man who's interested just in Oret, in worldly things. That's why it's called Amoret. This worldly thing may assume a certain idealism. It may be developed into a philosophy. At that time it was developed into a philosophy, Amoret, to keep Eretz Yisrael. But without Torah, without Yerushalayim, without Elokei Yisrael, without Eretz Moshe, just Amor, it's one little country, that's all. Niye kechol agoyim. So Hezekiah came first of all, and by bringing in the younger generation to yeshivas, and not only the younger generation, as we'll see later on, but by bringing people back to Torah, bot kumidon vat be'ashev olamot Amor. The false philosophy of Amoratus. For sometimes, and we were witness to that effect. Until 20 years ago, American Jewry had great institutions. And when you looked at these institutions, what did they do? What did they accomplish? They were institutions to teach Amoratus, to bestow titles of Dr. Amoratus and Professor Amoratus and Rabbi Amoratus, just to teach Amoratus. For they were afraid that if the people will lose their Amoratus, then they'll have no room for it to exist in the United States. The same happened in Hezekiah's time. There were institutions to teach Amoratus, nothing else. So the first thing that Hezekiah Amoratus did is, Boske Bedom Vabashir Motamor, no Amoratus. Then he went a step further. Not enough. The negative approach never builds anything. It has to be the positive approach. Then he took in everybody. A young boy and a young girl. A yeshiva ktana, a day school called by whatever name you want, a Beis Yaakov, a Central, a Beis Rivka, a Beis Rochel. And he didn't limit just to youngsters. But each Vayishua, young men and women, young and old. And he taught them Tumah V'Tahara. Tumah V'Tahara, as Rav Soloveitchik spoke yesterday about Chukim. And those Chukas are Teira, that is Tumah V'Tahara. He has to give them an opportunity to understand not only the Mishpote HaTorah, but the Chukki HaTorah. And this is true Tumah V'Tahara. That is why it mentions first Tinik V'Tinikis. Midi'ish V'Ishok had still had trouble. They wouldn't go so fast. So first he got in the Tinik V'Tinikis, as we witness today. First we get in a little child, and to the children we are successful to bring back also the Ish V'Ishok. But what do we learn from this? That there is no shortcut to Yiddishkeit. There's only one way. And the way to Yiddishkeit is Torah. Torah for Klal Yisrael. Not to isolate yourself in a corner and this is Torah, nothing else. That's the lack of achrayus. That's the lack of responsibility. Must be Klal Yisrael. Just as Kol HaTorah, so must it be Klal Yisrael. Today, rabbis say, we here in the United States face the same identical situation. The same identical situation. There are three generations in Jewish history, three kinds of generations. There's a generation that I refer to, Shma Bni Musa Rabicha. Listen, my son, to the instructions of your father. Avim shall Yisrael do Torah. A generation that is based on Torah, London. There's another generation which unfortunately does not have Torah. But it has Al Titor Shteira Sinecha. It has tradition. There are many things that we are not to do, not because of a din, but Al Titor Shteira Sinecha. Tradition represents but there is sometimes a generation that did not have a father, did not have lomdus, did not have a mother, did not have any tradition, any mitzvah. But what happened to that generation? It suddenly realized an emptiness in life and a strong desire and yearning for Dvar Hashem. As Omus says, Hine yomim boim num Hashem, vishlachti rov baoretz, loy rov la lechem v'lei tzom v'la mayim, kim lishmoy advar Hashem, divrei Hashem. We know mi yom vad yom. It's a mitzvah to learn this parsha, because I believe that this parsha in Omus is written for today. It's the headline of today. We know mi yom vad yom. Umitzofen ad mizoch yeshei totu lebatus et dvar Hashem. Vleimotu. Bayoi Mahudinov, it says, Tisalafno habachurei tayopei vabachurei. And that day, the beautiful Jewish maiden and the wonderful Jewish young men will faint out of hunger. And here's the diuk. Don't want to go into the rhetoric, but you'll permit me to. He started off by saying there will be a raw of bars, a hunger. And he ends by Yemahu, Tisalafna Bahurim Ayopit, Babahurim, Batsoma. Tells me to raw, why does he end with Soma, with thirst? But the answer is based on Allah. Gemara says in Brochet, a Mishnah, Hashoyse Maim Litzimoy, Mevor Shakil Yabidwar. If a person drinks water when he's thirsty, he makes a bracha. And the Rambam passage also, Hashoyse Mayim L'Tomei. Don't say Hashoyse Mayim L'Tomei. Says Seite Mayim Lissom. In Ere Haim, same lesson the Mishnah, has Seite Mayim Lissom. When it comes to any other food, it doesn't say Seite Yayim Lissom. Or Aich Lechem Lerabene. We don't care whether he's hungry or not hungry, as long as he eats, he has to make a bracha. But by water, there's a night. It has to be Lissom, thirsty. Why? But the answer is possible. Any Michael or Maske does not depend on the condition of the person, whether he's hungry or he's thirsty. Even if he's not hungry, if he eats an extra bite, he takes something in it. Better for him, perhaps he shouldn't eat, but if he does eat, he takes, enjoys. The exception is just wanting water. If a person is thirsty, there is no better drink in the world than water. As the Pasuk says, Kimayim korim al nefesh ayefo, like cold water on an exhausted body, exhausted soul. Person is thirsty, nothing will quench his thirst than a glass of cold water. But as soon as he satisfies his thirst, Tetris in Tzachim says that a person never drinks water when he doesn't want it. No person succeeds by drinking more water than necessary. Why? Once the body gets its amount of water that it can absorb, there's no taste anymore. The same, my friend, applies to Dvar Hashem to Ruchnius. In a yomim boim, vishlachti rov boret. A person must be thirsty for a Torah. A person must realize that he has nothing in this world, no meaning and purpose in life, and he starts searching. Then Torah did melamayim. He's the best thing in the world. But if a person does not feel a thirst, and give him the best Torah, he's not interested. Our generation suddenly sensed, he didn't learn, he didn't inherit, but he sensed a feel for Torah, a necessity for Torah, a thirst for Yiddishkeit, a thirst for spiritual values. And when a generation senses, when a person senses something, if he understands something, you can ask him questions. If he inherits something, then it's limited. But if a person suddenly senses something, then all kashas disappear. You can ask him any kashas. That's why I find that our American boys and girls can do mitzvahs that we found it very difficult years ago in the old country. I found it difficult to walk through the streets of Telz and Slabodka with a yarmulke. And our children find it absolutely natural to go in Columbia or in Harvard or in any place with a yarmulke. Why? Because we thought the yarmulke was based and either Shmabni Musa Rabicho or Al Titus Teres Semecha with them, it's natural. Then, once it's natural, no question. No question. So, if we want to interpret the Jewish Hashkopa to us, to the modern American Jew, let's not start with philosophy. Let's not start with anything else. There's one answer. Torah. And here I would like to caution ourselves. Seems that when we speak about Torah, we limit Torah just to children. As though if a person would walk into a department store and ask, where is the Torah department? He would say, go to the children's section. That's where it is. We are lumped enough, and Torah is not for us. I see people who work for Torah and have mitzvahs nefesh for Torah. That somebody else should learn, but not they themselves. By right, according to the halacha, just the opposite. A Gemara in Kedushin, a Baraita, a halacha in Ramban Yerusha Mateire, a halacha in Yeredei Yerusha Mateire. Hu lilmeidu bnoi lilmeid. If a person has $5 and he cannot learn himself, he needs a rabbi. And the rabbi refused to learn with both father and son. And the question is, who should be the first? Should I spend the $5 for myself to get a lesson? Or shall I spend it for my child? So that's the average American Jew, would say definitely for the child. But the dean does not say so. The dean says, who koydim libnoi? He comes before the child. And it stands to reason. Let's forget for a moment that we are talking about Torah. If there's only one pair of films, and only one person can put down the film, who would put down the film, the son or the father? Well, let's say there's one kazayis of Shmura. As I, when I was in Russia last year and I heard such silence, the one kazayis of Master. And the question is, who should be the kazayis Master? The father, the son, the enikul, the zayde? Certainly. When it comes to the other mitzvahs, we know the two kedem. Why, when it comes to Torah, we say, b'nei kedem? Yes, Rabbi Yehuda is making, Rabbi Yehuda in Gdushin. Im hoyo b'nei mimuloch, that if he has a very able child, as the Rav mentioned yesterday, that Elazar was more mimuloch than Yeshua, mimuloch, then b'nei kedem. But the Rambam said, he's not allowed to spend all the money for the children. He must devote some portion for himself to make sure he learns. We must make sure that Torah becomes the Kinyan home. We must bring Torah to everyone. And Rabbi Yisai, as the Chavis Salbovi says, says, Machshava Zeneir. The person has a good thought, it's like a candle lit. Maisei, he says, if he does a good deed, it's a shemesh. It's a sun, it's daylight. Same applies today. We may imbue people with certain thoughts, certain feelings. It's neir. Give them a word of Torah, and you give them a shemesh. It's daylight. You see the way clear. So, in other words, I may say, there's no shortcut. There is only one way, and that is Torah. In our approach, to bring back the people, we must make sure that ours is a positive approach and not a negative. There are people who think that Yiddishkeit can be built with a negative approach. I said it 2 years ago, and I would like to repeat it here. I said it to the Gurus Rabbanim Kamen. Meisher Rabbeinu, greatest chaos was displayed, not by bringing the Torah, but by breaking the luchos. As the Torah says, "Ulchoy la'yoda hazoko, asher oso Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael." So Rashi, right on the spot, says, "Ulchoy la'yoda hazoko with the strong end, the shvira taluchis." So this was, it called for great spiritual strength to break the luchos. And Hashem is born, give my Yasher Koyach. Asher Tzibaoto is fair Tzibaoto. But the interesting part is, when did Hashem give my Yasher Koyach? Did he receive the Yasher Koyach right after breaking the luchos? No. When he broke the luchos, there was no Yasher Koyach. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Elai Ho'o, V'chosavti La'luchos Hadvarim Harishonim, then he said, Asher Tzibaoto to Yasher Koyach to Tzibaoto. You know when the Yasher Koyach is given for breaking? When you produce others to take their place. Then, or perhaps the others are better than the first. Then you can give a Yasher Koyach because Binyan, Tirehe is not Kalkolo because Tiseisaram not Livni. Kriya is not Kalkolo, Kaream not Litve. But just for breaking, there's no Yasher Koyach. We need not better than a whole parsha. And whenever I come to the parsha, I can understand, but we see clearly where the Torah emphasized the positive approach. The parsha which perhaps we are facing today, Kiyokum Bikir Bechon Novi Echelim Chaleim, a prophet or a dreamer, and will come and show you Eis Mepes, Eis Bashamayim Mepes Boret. They reach the moon, they reach the planet, they show such wonderful the register breakthroughs in this world, which is really staggering the imagination. And then they come and say, Nelech v'navid alimachim. As a result of that, how can you still believe in a Torah that was given 3,300 years ago? Let's go and find new philosophies that should be need of today. What does the Torah say? So the Torah says, Achi Hashem alakechem telechum. Yokum bekir b'chanove chenem chalei v'nosne l'chayit ha-nefet ubo ha-eit v'ameit shal dibar el-akom le'i meneu chachlim ha-achim ha-shal yedat v'novdein le'i tishma dibar ha-novehu ki menas ha-shem ha-kech ha-nefra. God is testing you. And what's he testing you? Not whether you have Yerushamayim or not. Menas ha-eschem ha-yishchem oi ha-dim et ha-shem. Do you love Hashem? With Yerushamayim alone there comes a time when it's hard to go through. There has to be a love, as the Rav said yesterday, total surrender. And then the Torah gives us the whole program, the whole Jewish program. Kol ha-Torah kula is enumerated in this passage. Ben Adam l'amokim, ben Adam l'achleir, everything. And then the pasuk says, "The anovi ahu eteil machalei mahu." You must. The question is, he should have been the first thing. There comes a false novi. Why does he give his basis what to do? The first thing, let's get rid of the false novi. But no, why you must? Then we'll know what we have to do. But the Torah says, "No. If you will come and just kill the false novi who is showing you a nation matrix, you know what you will do. You will perpetuate them for life, for eternity. I will arrive to the hog and make the issue of the Christianity in the God. This. Not by killing him, by killing him, you immortalize him. There's another way. No other way is the challenge. Have a full positive program of Torah and Yiddishkeit. Ach Hashem lekechem telechu veitzit yiro bet mitzvah shel tishmeru vekele tishmo veitzit tabeiru veitzit voku. Oh, but you have a Torah program. For Jewish life is based on Torah. And it's loshen rab, nid loshen yochid. Not a corner in a small community, but the world, the Jewish world as a whole. Then you can take care of the novi in the proper way, but not before that. To interpret the Jewish Hashkofa, there's only one way. The chairman introduced me, used the Pesuk in Yirmiyahu, Ukepatish Yefreit Tzala. It's interesting. The Gemara in Tanya says, Omer Rav Asher, Kol Talmid Chochem, Shenekosho Kebarzel. A Talmid Chochem does not hurt like iron. Ain't a Talmid Chochem. Shenema Ukepatish Yefreit Tzala. Chochem must be like a patish. Yikiv adinu toho. This is the din of Elfik. No pshol. Omer le-rababa le-rabashe. So Rababa said to Rabashe. Atum me-chochem mas-nidin lo. Me-chochem mas-nidin lo. You learn it out from this pasuk. And not me-chochem. We have a different pasuk. Eretz asher avoneo barzel. A land that is stone, is made of iron. Al tikre avoneo elo boineho. Do not read Avonel Benel. Why did Rav Asher go to Apostle in Tanakh? And Rebabe, Apostle in Chumash? Rav Asher was in Golas. In Golas, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Le Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda, Eile Rosh Goliath Shebe Bobo. She raised him at home Bemakel. They had government power to enforce their whatever they wanted. So he says, Talmud Chochem has to be kosher kebalzel. Kipas kebeit tzela, you have the power. Don't permit any compromises. Rabbah was in Eretz Yisrael, they were mechaikik, they didn't have the power. So Rabbah said, oh no, we can't go in a world with power. There's another way. If somebody else will build and will come and say, you must do the way we want, cannot happen to them. Be the builder yourself. When you build, you're the developer. I'll teach you, Abonejo, Elobeinejo, Talmud Chocham, you want to be Kosher Kabalzel. You want to make sure that everything is in accordance with the way you want. There's only one way. Be the builder. Once you build, you're the developer. And my friend, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph gives four definitions of a Talmud Chocham. Rabbi Yochanan gives four definitions. So he starts off, one definition is, that a Talmud Chocham is the one who is makpid al chlukei, straight to hope, the clean clothes, behavior. Another one is, maniach hefzei veitzi bechefzei shamayim, a dedicated person who does not take care of his personal things, but takes care of hefzei shamayim. A third definition, by the same Rabbi Yochanan, there's a sheil nishit v'alocha b'chol mokke v'eimer, as the Rav said yesterday, the one that is royal is Micha. Same is Dwal Locha Bechol Mokim, and not only does he know, but he's not afraid to take a stand the Amer. And he says, he's not afraid for terrorism, because unfortunately they have today, I call it the unholy McCarthyism that has taken place in Jewish life. People with shady tests come and become Kanoim, and people are afraid to express a thought for fear. That maybe they will be, I don't want to use in a besmeret or makom kodesh this expression, but I cannot find any other expression but McCarthyism. And we shouldn't be afraid. But anyway, coming back to my topic. So the Gemara says, you want to be the one to set policy, there's only one way. Benayah. I'll think of an error. So the Gemara in Shabbos says a fourth definition of Talmud Chacham. Habanoi made a Talmud Chacham. And the interesting part is that the first definition of the Talmud Chacham is not Zamdari Kalchukis Veit Ahovek, or Zamani Chetzi Veitzi Bechetzi Shemaim, or Shashelis Lalocha Bechamoki Veimer, but the first definition. And the definition that is in the Beraita is Habanoim. V'om Rabbi Yechon Habanoim Mir Talmid Chachamim. Because you can be a Talmud Chacham only one way, by building and spreading stuff. My friends, I touched on a topic that's an endless, and I wouldn't like to take away the time from my dear friend, Rav Regensburg. I know he's going to say at Baralocha on a very important topic. Let me cut my speech in half and I'll conclude. But before doing that, I would like to come to some suggestions, some practical steps. My personal belief is that Yiddishkeit in America, Baruch Hashem, is growing faster than we think. If there is any enthusiasm in Jewish life today, if there is any movement in Jewish life, it's only because of Torah and a little bit of Yiddishkeit. To me, there is no reform or conservatism or anything. It's only degrees of Yiddishkeit. They have a little bit, but that little bit keeps them moving, keeps them alive. Yiddishkeit could be restored in the United States, brought back to such a massive that we never witnessed before. For Yiddishkeit, unfortunately, was limited in the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Bocha Rabbi Shmuel v'omar, b'nei Yisroel yopesein, elashani yusam en avloson. We suffered from poverty, we did not have an opportunity to do what we wanted to do. But Baruch Hashem, today American Jewry can do things. What is holding back Yiddishkeit today is not reform, not conservative, not socialism, not anything else, but it's split in our own Orthodox ranks, Rabbi said. Nothing can hurt Yiddishkeit than when a woman younger man comes to a community and he finds an Orthodox congregation And the first thing he accomplishes, you know what he does in the community when he comes? Makes a stibble. What he does by it? The stibble does not help him because he's a scientist, let's say. He may be transferred next year before the stibble has a chance to take root. But in the meantime, he causes a split in the community. And some people, the people we were waiting for, the people we were working to bring them back, the Balei Tshuva. And I must tell you, Rabbi Shai, what I was against this whole shmuz that was about my coming here, that they took an innocent person, a person that we hope that he will not remain a Ben Yochid, but thousands, tens of thousands will join him and come back. And he too will, together with them, will come back to total Torah and Yiddishkeit. That they were nailed, delos, bisnea, shoving, they were closing the door for people that want to come back. Today, some other movements, some reform temples or conservative temples, benefit by a maverick Ben Torah that steps in a community, and the first thing he does, he destroys the authority of the Orthodox rabbinic community. Or when a rav of the olden type displays an attitude of bitul to a young American rabbi whose lomdus isn't up to par with his, but who has mysterious nefesh and holding the line and building Yiddishkeit, perhaps more than anybody else. On the other hand, let me tell you, Nemonim Pitei, if a young American rabbi displays an attitude of criticism and bitul to this rav, he's also not doing, not contributing to strengthening Yiddishkeit. We must find a way, a mutual language. And if we have to overstep barriers of organizations, let's do that. I can tell you that the rank and file in my organization, people who have contact with life and with its problems, they are looking forward for an opportunity in a moment when there will be no division as far as Orthodox rabbinate is concerned, but there will be a one united Torah rabbinate in America. I would like to touch upon just one problem and I'll conclude. Place. I started with Kolat Cholit Kashis. The Zelzer Rav Zichrono Livracha, Rav Yitzchak Leib, once said, since the Emes, not every Ascholi is so hard. Sometimes a person can start something and get it left. The trouble is that he's Kolat Cholit. We want to start too many things at the same time. And when you start too many things at the same time, then it's Kashis. Then it's very difficult. Let's not start too many things at a time. Trouble is when we start to talk about mutual working together, we want to straighten out all the problems at the same time. It's impossible. Little by little. Let me touch upon two problems very briefly. As I said, the Tinek Vetineke, this is the key to our future. Today, the greatest enemy of Yiddishkeit, I call it the public enemy number one, education enemy number one, is the high parliament. I'm guilty of the same thing. Parliament. Parliament. Torah is mani b'chinam, afasa b'chinam. And here in America, Baruch Hashem, from year to year, Yiddishkeit becomes more expensive. If a person is blessed with a family of several children, and he's proud enough, does not want to apply for scholarship, it's indeed a most difficult test for him to have the children as mitzvah. But I'm not speaking about that. For this we have to break through in the federations and get public funds. It cannot, and we should not permit this to continue, that an individual person should be responsible for taking his children. It's a community responsibility. It's a national responsibility. But before we reach that point, I would like to suggest we, both organizations maybe, we should go out for a drive. I would call it the Amuru drive. When we take in a child in the kindergarten or in the first grade, we open the door to a family. I have no contact with the Reform members. I do, but not in Yiddishkeit. Where is the bridge between the temple and the Orthodoxy? To the Yeshiva temple. Because the rabbi's child goes to my Yeshiva, and the president's child goes to my Yeshiva, and the chairman of the board of directors goes to the Yeshiva. Perhaps they have a shalei lishmo. Maybe it's because of integration. Maybe it's because of any other thing. But we do not question why. The fact that he's here gives the opportunity to win over a family. But when the family has to pay $600 or $500 or $1,000 after the child went to Yeshiva Ketana for a year or two, you have a chance to retain the child. But you can't start a new family that don't know anything about Yiddishkeit. You'll come to them, listen, send your child to the Yeshiva for a year and pay $600 or $1,000. It's impossible. We could open the door to 1,000 children a year. To Torah Mitzvah, we give in every community for new children, for not children from our own ranks, but children that do not belong to Orthodoxy. And we invite them for just 1 year. Rabbi Shai, it is 1,000 families a year. It's not only Echot B'Yerushnaim B'Mishpocha. It may cause an Ibar Keremish. And it is a ridiculous thing. That's as far as Tinek is concerned, and it's for Isha. We have now a 250,000 people in the United States who are over 65 years old. That's like me. What are we doing for them? The YMCA takes care of them. I'm telling you, I walked in the other day, they called it the Golden Age Club. I call it the Eagle Azor Club. So I see this Taiz from Tim von 70 Jahr, you know, with a Freund von Echel 70 to 80, that naturally I would have expected already the Eagle. He should sit in with medals and say, kill him, if nothing else. And there is a young man, a director in the YMHA, paid with community money, and he teaches them how to dance. And it's a cultural program of his type. When it comes to allocation, federation, and I say the yeshiva is more entitled than the YMHA, because what's the YMHA doing? Recreation. So they come and say, oh no, it's not recreation, it's culture. Here they take the out, eat me out, eating and it is the dancing, that's culture. Rabbi Shai, these 250,000 Jews, and every one of you realizes, America didn't daven with the minyan yet. You know, all the minyanim that we have, the daily minyanim I'm speaking, are still with Jews from Poland, and Galicia, and Hungary, and Latvia, and Lithuania, and Lithuania. But when it comes to America, to daven with the minyan, it's very difficult. These Jews have something. They have the Altitos Teiros Simecho. They have the Shmapni Musravicho. We should take them over. We should take care of them. We should give them Torah, we should give them Yiddishkeit. Every one of them has a knipu. I want you to know I'm speaking very seriously. They may hold the future of yeshivas and of Torah. This way it goes away, Chvetvu. Let's start with the youngest and the oldest. No machlekes in this. Maybe we can find a mutual way how to work together. No, I took more time than I expected. Oh,